Pope Benedict XVI will tomorrow travel to the Italian city of Assisi to take part in a gathering to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Day of Prayer for Peace, hosted in the city by Pope John Paul II. Around 300 delegates will be taking part in the day-long commemorative event in Assisi, whose theme is Pilgrims of Truth, Pilgrims of Peace. Our correspondent Philippa Hitchin is in Assisi and looks back 25 years to the first Assisi meeting.
It was a cold, grey day back in October 1986 as the religious leaders arrived in Assisi from countries across the world for that first historic day of prayer for peace, called for by Pope John Paul II, a bold gesture on the part of a pope who believed deeply in the need to forge new friendships across the faiths, to break down centuries-old walls of suspicion, to put into practice the Second Vatican Council's spirit of openness towards people of other religious traditions, and to work together for a new era of peace, built, as the Pope himself put it, upon the four pillars of truth, justice, love, and freedom. Assisi, city of St. Francis and St. Clare, was an inspired choice for such a meeting, a place of pilgrimage down the centuries since the founding of the first Franciscan and Poor Clare communities in the early 13th century, a city whose art and spirituality have profoundly marked the religious and cultural history of Europe and beyond, a place where, as Pope John XXIII once remarked, the pilgrim almost inadvertently senses the splendour of art and the appeal of holiness. Pilgrims from around the world flock here, some 6 million each year, to walk up the narrow winding streets to the great Basilica of St. Francis, built on two levels with the tomb of the saint in the crypt below. They come to admire the famous frescoes by Cimabue and Giotto, meticulously restored in the wake of the earthquake which struck this city in 1997, or to visit the Porziuncula, the tiny church at the bottom of the hill where Francis died after founding his new order. Altogether, 18 different popes have made a total of 39 visits to this city. Gregory IX was the first to come here in 1228 for the canonization of Francis and the blessing of the first stone for the construction of the new basilica. 4 years ago, in 2007, Pope Benedict XVI came here for a pastoral visit, marking the 8th centenary of the conversion of St. Francis from wealthy bon viveur to simple friar in search of God's love made manifest in the beauty of all creation. It's a grey, wet day again here in Assisi, as the city gears up for another historic visit by Pope Benedict, who has invited leaders and representatives of the world's major religions to mark the 25th anniversary of that first day of prayer and to commit themselves anew to the path of justice and peace in the world. Some 300 delegates are expected to join him on this pilgrimage for a day of reflection, dialogue and prayer, each drawing on the riches of his or her own spiritual tradition in the search for solutions to the many problems and conflicts which continue to cause untold suffering and conflict. And who knows if, as on that first day of prayer back in 1986, the clouds and rain may give way to reveal a rainbow in the sky, reflecting the coloured robes and headgear of believers from so many different countries and cultures gathered together, an unmistakable witness to the desire for peace and unity that lies deep within the heart of each individual. Awaiting Pope Benedict in Assisi, I'm Philippa Hitchin.